Let me have you count one more time.
One, two,
Do it in
three.
German.
Oh, eins, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sieben, acht, neun, zehn.
Perfect.
I was pretty close. I was pretty close. All right, I'm just going to give her one big clap, so don't be alarmed.
Wait 1 second.
Chelsea, do you think we should shut that door? Okay.
All right, and then if you could turn your chair just a little bit towards Lynette.
Whoop.
That's okay.
It's that brute strength.
Right there.
100-year-old strength.
Yeah.
Great.
Ready? Ladies and gentlemen, today we are sitting on a porch in New Munich, Minnesota. And I am joined here with Kara Toole, so otherwise known as Aunt Clara. So Clara, I would like to welcome you to the show. You know, and this is what's so adorable and funny about Clara is we are celebrating her newly turned 100th birthday, right?
A month ago.
A month. What? When is your birthday?
The 11th of April.
Okay. Mine's in April too. Just past yours.
Of April?
Yeah. Well, 20th of April. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So happy birthday, first of all.
Yeah. Thank you.
You know, we go around the country. We're on a 50-state tour right now. You met my crew. And we have been traveling the 50 states. This is state number 10 for us.
Really?
And we're interviewing people about passion. You know, because I feel like if you have been able to incorporate a passion in your life or you are passionate about life and you can inspire my audience to do the same, then you know what? We're doing something right. So, you know, you and I just met a few minutes ago and all I know about you so far is that you have turned 100. So with that 100 years, I'm thinking, Clara, that you have a little bit of wisdom.
Well, I should have if I can remember it.
That's great. So what do you think that you have been most passionate about in your lifetime?
Well, I don't know. I think we were farmers and working and working our farm life, I mean.
So you were passionate about farming?
Oh, yeah.
What did it look like for you? What kind of farming did you do?
We had, we milked cows, fed pigs, chickens. We had chickens.
You know, yesterday I milked a cow for the first time in my life.
Really?
Yeah. It was a really weird experience for me because I didn't know that the udders were going to be, I knew they looked full, but when you feel them, the weight is so full and I did not know it was going
to
feel.
Did you milk them by hand?
Yes. And I didn't know they were going to feel warm, though.
Oh, yeah.
So it freaked
me out.
And
the milk is nice and warm.
Yes, and the milk got on my hand, and of course it was warm. I should have known it was going to come out warm, but, I, you know, being from New Jersey, Clara, I never touched a cow.
Oh, yeah. But I was brought up on a farm, and years ago we milked all the cows by hand. We didn't have as many as they do now, where we had maybe 19 or 20 cows milked that many.
And your family still has a farm where they milk cows, right? A mm-hmm. dairy farm. How many cows do you think they have now about?
Now?
Yeah.
Well, my son is on the farm, and I think they milk about 45, maybe. I bet they cut down now. But I think they milked as high as 50 for a while, but now they're maybe 40, that's about. I don't really know how many milks.
Right. It's a lot, though. It's a lot more than 19.
Yeah.
So when you look back on your life, and I'm sure you have, right, because you just turned 100, and that's a big birthday, what do you think about?
What is what?
What do you think about?
Well, I don't know. It seems the prices go up and up and up. Where is it going to go? Years ago, we bought a pair of shoes for $2.99, and everything is just so high nowadays. And it doesn't go back down, it just keeps going up.
You know, I know that you drove over here tonight, and so you're still driving.
I am. I had an eye implant about five years ago, and if I wouldn't have had that, I wouldn't be driving.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, but Dr. Gretsch, he was after me, get it, and he had to do some pretty fine talking to get me to do it, but I did, and it's great.
So how many children do you have?
Eight.
Eight children.
We had nine. One died. Yeah.
Yeah. And how long were you married for?
How long were we married?
Yeah.
Now? Mm-hmm. 78 years.
Wow. Wow. 78 years. So what kind of advice have you been giving people when they ask you, how do you make it to 100?
Work hard and play hard.
You know, that's really ironic that you say that, because that's my motto.
Oh, is it?
Yes, to the point where my daughter was on the show recently, and I asked her for, you know, what quote resonates with her, and she said, what you taught me,
yeah.
Work hard, play hard. What does that mean to you, to work hard and play hard?
Well, work, I mean, keep busy. Keep busy. Don't sit idle. I mean, I always found something to do.
And how do you play? What does playing look like to you?
Oh, we played a lot of cards, went dancing, whatever.
And you still play? I know what you were doing today. I heard.
I know.
I heard you were playing cards and you had a beer.
Yes, I did.
I think that's how you do it.
Sure.
So let me ask you something else. You moved to New Munich, and you said you were born and raised really in this area your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Have you traveled a lot?
No, not really. About the extent of my travels were to Branson a couple of times. I like music. And I think we were to Branson three times and maybe once to Nashville.
Why didn't you travel more?
Well, with the farm, you got your animals. Nowadays, it seems my son on the farm, they get themselves a couple to do the chores, you know. And years ago, we didn't do that. We were more or less obligated to stay there. I was to Canada twice, that I was, and to North Dakota once or twice. Oh, a couple times, yeah.
So if we were to try and inspire people to enjoy their lives and to play hard and work hard, what do you think they should see themselves doing in order to do that?
Well, I don't know.
Different for everybody?
I would say. Get a good hobby, if you don't, you know, keep busy.
What kinds of things do you do to keep busy besides playing cards throughout the years?
Oh, I used to go quilting a lot. And now that I'm retired in town, I braid rag rugs. I made over 100 already.
Really? And what do you do with them?
I give them to my kids and grandkids and great-grandkids. And they like them.
So what kind of advice do you have for everybody out there to enjoy their lives every day? And look at the sun is shining on you right now.
Look on the bright side.
Oh, ironically.
Yeah. Try and look on the bright side. So.
I know earlier Chelsea asked you, one of my crew members, who is a family member of yours, asked you, what your favorite year was out of your 100. And what did you tell her?
I think I said when we got married and then when we had our first kids and our first ones were twins. So that kept us busy.
So out of your 8 children, 2 of them are twins?
Yeah. The 2 oldest ones are twins.
So what final advice would you give everybody today?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
What final advice would you give them about love?
About health?
Love.
Love?
What final advice would you give them about love?
I really don't know.
Love's not easy, or it is easy?
Yeah, love.
I'm just sitting here, I'm looking at you, and I can't believe that you're 100 years old. You just, seriously, I mean, you drove over here, you're so active, and you could just tell how much you truly do enjoy your life.
Oh, I do.
I just want to thank you so much for speaking with us today. I know this is probably a really funny situation for you. Come on over and be interviewed on the back deck.
Yeah, it's something different, I guess.
Well, many more years to you, Clara. Many more years.
Well, that I... Like some of them are like, oh... I've got an old friend that used to play rummy at Greenwald when we played rummy at Greenwald. And he's in a nursing home now. He's a year older than I am. And I know his birthday is the 31st of May. And mine is April the 11th. And then I would always tell him when it'd be April the 11th, I'd tell him, now I'm as old as you are. So then when May the 31st would come around, and then he'd say, yeah, now I'm a year older again.
Are you afraid of anything?
I always was scared in the dark years ago. And you know what my dad told me? He said, if somebody picks you up, if he sees you the next morning when it's daylight, he'll let you run again.
So you're not afraid of the dark anymore?
No, not really.
Do you think that you're brave? Would you consider yourself to be brave?
Oh, yeah.
What kinds of things have you done in your life to say that you're brave?
I don't know. Drove a lot of some farm machinery that I had to drive the tractor on the binder and things like that. Helped haul hay and stuff.
Things that build character.
I guess so. Yeah.
I think so. I think being brave like that is probably one of the things that keeps giving you this strength.
Probably.
Do you think that you're a strong person?
Oh, I think so.
How do you know?
How do I what?
How do you know?
Oh, I think I do.
Why do you think you do? What kinds of things have you experienced in your life that make you feel like you're strong?
Well, I got this far, so I don't know. I think I must be. Like, my sister is 6 years younger than I am, and she's here in New Munich in the Tree of Life in assisted living. So... But she had knee surgery and then they had to take that contraption out and put a different one in, and she's doing okay now. But she sold her house. She's satisfied in there. She likes it.
Would you want to live somewhere like that?
I could go there too, but I don't know. I like it in my own house. I like to be my own boss, I guess. I'm used to that now. So as long as I can get around. Like tomorrow, my daughter Jean is going to come and till the garden for me, and maybe we'll put in some potatoes, pumpkins, squash, a little bit of something.
Are you used to growing your own food from living on the farm?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Always had a garden. And I've got a big one here in town too, but I don't know. I think I'll put it mostly in squash and pumpkins. Let them run all over.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us today. I am very excited because, you know, we're having a fish fry here tonight, and I have never been to a fish fry.
And I bet I was to at least four of them for sure this winter.
Yeah.
Last winter. Yeah.
Rub it in, Clara, rub it in.
Like, yeah. My son and he's got a couple of friends, they go fishing. And then, they got to have a fish fry again.
Well, I think this sounds like a lot of fun, this fish fry thing.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I'm excited to hang out with you. And we might see some polka dancing later, I heard. And maybe even possibly some card playing. Maybe you could teach me how to play one of your card games. I'd enjoy that.
You would, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I play Rummy on Mondays afternoons. Monday evenings, we play Schmear Uptown in the back in the Hofbräu. This afternoon, we played Schmear. Like last Sunday night, we played 500 at Freeport in the basement, in church basement. And Thursday night is Schmear again uptown.
Are you putting money on these games, or what's going on?
Putting money on it?
Yeah. Are you putting money? Are you gambling on these card games?
Well, you pay $2 entry fee or whatever, and then sometimes you win.
Oh, see, the truth comes
sometimes
out.
Sometimes you don't.
Gambling is what keeps you young. Thank you so much.
But I don't go gambling like a lot of them go to these casinos gambling. I've been maybe 2-3 times, that's about it. That isn't my cup of tea. I sooner stick around home and play cards.
Okay, well, we'll do that later. Thank you, Clara.
Thank you.
That's it.
All right.
You did great.